We are on question number 8 of the Heidelberg Catechism. And that question is, but are we so corrupt that we are totally unable to do any good and inclined toward all evil? The answer is yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. Last week, the Word of God taught us that our human nature has been corrupted from the fall through our first parents, Adam and Eve. The question today is not whether we are corrupt, but how complete is this corruption? Has sin corrupted man in part or totally? Are some men 50% good, 50% bad? Are some people 90% good? Maybe some people are just 10% good or 1% good and the rest bad. Some believe that there is a reservoir within us deep down inside where there's some good deep down inside of every man. Some have a larger reservoir than others. This is a very important question, for it determines how we view ourselves, our condition, and the condition of man in general. It's very important because it also shows us our condition, our spiritual condition before God. Man's condition and man's knowledge of God are two of the most important things that we can contemplate. So we must be sure that these views are founded upon the Word of God. Our thoughts and our opinions and our ideas apart from the Word of God are not reliable and cannot be trusted. So are we so corrupt that we are totally unable to do any good and inclined toward all evil? The answer was yes, we are. Before the flood that God brought upon the earth, the judgment on the ancient world, in Genesis 6:5, God said this, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Every intention of the thoughts of his heart is evil continually. Men's hearts have not improved since then. That's been a long time ago. Man's heart, condition of man, has not changed. Our condition remains the same. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it?" The heart is the source of all of our desires and affections, and out of the heart flows all of our sin, all manner of sin. In Matthew 15:9, Jesus said, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person." So if the heart is corrupt, then every part of our being is corrupted. The heart being the center of our being, our very being, from where all things flow. It is the center of our desires and decision-making processes, even our goals and our motives. They all flow from our heart. Even our physical bodies are affected by the heart. Deceitful and desperately sick is what Jeremiah said. It's not a pretty picture. Man is totally corrupted, heart, mind, soul, body, and will. It's a difficult thing for a sinful man to admit that he is completely sinful and that no good dwells in him. If you ask people, I've seen the Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron videos, and they're witnessing on the streets and everything, and they'll ask people, "Do you consider yourself to be a good person?" Almost everyone says yes, that they do. They will maybe compare themselves to others worse than themselves. Maybe they'll blame others or deflect their sinfulness, citing some outside source for their sin. Or while admitting that they are sinners, insist that deep down inside that they really are a good person. Some of the worst criminals who have committed the most serious crimes still insist that they are really a good person deep down inside. I've even heard it argued that Adolf Hitler had good deep down inside of his soul because he was kind to his German shepherd. He loved his German shepherd. I've heard people argue that, trying to make a case that all men have good deep down inside of them. So we know that man is corrupt. But at this point, some may object and put forth this question then. If man is totally corrupt, how can men perform good deeds? How can unbelievers perform good deeds? We all know unbelievers who do good deeds, acts of kindness, maybe give to charity. They're kind to others at times and kind to animals. What about this? If man is totally corrupt, how can unbelievers perform good deeds, apparent good deeds, and show acts of kindness? It is true that men have an ability to do good deeds, but good deeds that do not come from a heart of faith are meritless before God and do nothing for our moral standing before God. Good deeds are possible, but apart from Christ and his glory, good deeds done in the flesh out of worldly desires and motives contribute nothing to the righteousness that we must have to stand before a holy God and to come into his presence. These deeds, these apparent good deeds, are wood, hay, and stubble, and they are not pleasing to God. Romans 8:8 says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Jesus said, John 15:15, apart from me, you can do nothing. And Harley read this verse earlier, Ephesians 2:1-2 says, you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. Spiritual deadness, no ability to please God, for we are faithless, if we are faithless. And Hebrews 11:16 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We think of Cain and Abel, both offering a sacrifice. If there were bystanders watching, they would have looked at both sacrifices and said, well, Cain did a good thing. He offered a sacrifice to God. But his sacrifice was without faith. And God, it was not pleasing to God. Abel's was done in faith, and it was pleasing to God. So even deeds that appear to be good deeds done without faith are actually not pleasing to God at all. So yes, we are totally corrupt. Every part of our being corrupted by sin, unable to do anything in our own strength to gain favor with a holy, righteous, perfect God. No amount of good deeds will grant us access nor favor when we stand before a holy, righteous God. So what is the answer? The second part of the answer in the Heidelberg Catechism is the key. Unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. New birth. How does this take place? By the Spirit of God. John 3:3, Jesus told Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. We need a new birth. A new nature is what is born, and we desperately need this. Flesh brings forth flesh. The Holy Spirit brings forth a new birth. It brings forth life, a new nature, new desires, good fruit for the glory of God, life to our dead hearts. Without the new birth, by the Spirit, dead in our sin, we will remain, totally corrupted by original sin and the sins that we continually commit. Ezekiel 36:26-7 says, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. A new heart, spiritual life. This is what we must have. Faith and trust in Jesus Christ then is possible. Keeping God's commands are also possible and pleasing to God because they come from a heart of faith. Most of all, his commands to love God with all of our hearts and our neighbors as ourselves, this too is now possible, something we are now able to do and to delight in. Sin brought forth the total corruption of man, but our Savior Jesus Christ has granted us life and restoration.